This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We got Tommy Robinson. You just saw, he was tuned in to that incredible clip, trying to go to the office of the member of parliament who is involved reportedly covering up for people who have been convicted of rape in the Islamic tradition of putting women into sex slavery. That's just a fact. I mean, hell, there's mainstream news about sex slavery in Rwanda and sex slavery in Sudan and sex slavery in Libya. Now that Gaddafi got kicked out and selling women as sex slaves. He's going to be joining us after Dr. Steve Pachinik joins us. Pachinik put out a video last week of Turkish men taking little girls and cutting their organs out. I thought, God, I hope that's not true. And I went and looked at like dozens of BBC, Reuters, AP, Daily Mail articles where they are grabbing little kids and killing them and cutting their organs out and selling them. And I'm like, I wouldn't take an organ if somebody was going to die. It was going to kill me. And I guess I'm like a wimp. I'm not a hero. I'm a wimp. Like, I'm so afraid of God. That's what they call God-fearing. I'm not a bad person. And like, oh, I'd do it, but God's there. It's like I feel so horrified at the idea of killing some kid and taking their organ that I wouldn't do it. I just have a basic governor. I'm not a psychopath. I'm not a sociopath. And I just can't believe we've gotten to this point. So we just showed what was happening in England. I mean, these Muslims, I'm not saying all of them, but whatever happened to Muslims, I don't want to be part of it. I mean, there's just so many evils just come out of that. I'm just wondering, we need a reformation for this religion, don't we? Or is it the inbreeding, or what is it? But there's Nigel Farage, Savage's Jean-Claude Juncker, one of the main heirs of the Nazi fortune. His grandfather took over Luxembourg, still runs it. This guy, this Nazi's lecturing us how he'll overthrow the U.S. if we don't get rid of Trump. I'm like, Juncker, I'm not a violent person, but man, you should be pushing daisies, shooting your big fat Nazi mouth off. Here it is.
Imagine you invited a very important guest round for dinner, and you made all the preparations, and there was some very important confidential conversations that needed to be had, and you thought everything had gone well, and yet, within hours, your guest had told the outside world that you, the host, were deluded, that you were living in a different galaxy. And then all the contents of the conversation were blabbed to an opposition newspaper. And to add insult to injury, you say the food wasn't actually very good either. And then a few days later, in a display of extreme petulance, you even deride the national language of the host, which, by the way, is looking a bit silly. Because last Saturday's extravaganza, known as the Eurovision Song Contest, saw 90% of the songs sung in English. Now, if you were the host, and you'd been treated like that by somebody that you thought was important, and somebody you thought you could trust, I think you'd be asking yourself, were you dealing with a reasonable person? Now, I don't know, Mr. Juncker, whether this is how you carry on in Luxembourg. I doubt it. Because in any other part of the civilized world, frankly, that behavior would be considered to be bloody rude and the act of a bully. Well, I'll tell you something. Your attempt to bully the Brits through this negotiation is not working. 68% now of the British people want Brexit to happen. And all of that on top of a ludicrous ransom that Monsieur Barnier wants that I'm told has now doubled to 100 billion euros. Either we get some grown-up, reasonable demands from the European Union, or the United Kingdom will be forced to walk away before the end of this year. We can't spend 2 years with this farce. There is a big, big world out there, and I'm beginning to think that perhaps, I very rarely agree with Marxists, but perhaps Mr. Varoufakis is right when he says about negotiating with the EU, it is a technocracy that is desperately clinging on to its own exorbitant and illegitimate power. You may have crushed Greek democracy 2 years ago. You ain't going to do it to us.
And that's the thing. We're not selling some utopia like communists or globalists or technocrats. We just want to have free market run our own world. And their arrogance only intensifies their downfall. I mean, the Daily Beast documents that we set the stock market up in the hope that Trump can stay in office. You act like we're traitors because we want a good economy?
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paul, guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's down. We heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic and we hit it up in the cell window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape!
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie... The law can't use this kind of help.
And we're back live for the next 25 minutes or so. Dr. Steve Pachinik, co-author with Tom Clancy, State Department, Psychological Warfare, different agencies, you name it, really smart guy, joins us because I like to get him on at least once a week for the state of the world. I don't want to make this show about ourselves, but I'll tell you this. It makes the globalist really pathetic and freaks me out, quite frankly, that for 24 hours they ignored the big story we put out yesterday, and then finally the last few hours have the new response. It's a hoax, it's not real, and we're bad people because we're now manipulating the stock market. And so this is the deep state through the Daily Beast, formerly Newsweek, trying to get the stock market not to read InfoWars. What do they think it does when they go tell them, don't read InfoWars? There was a Pentagon order after 9/11 in 2002, when I had Dr. Steve Pachinik on, strangely enough, it was because of him. He was in the Council on Foreign Relations, helping write books with Clancy as his technical advisor. And they put an order out to the Marines and Army. They said, you will not listen or watch Alex Jones. Well, pretty soon the local non-commissioned officers watch it and make jokes. They get up in front of the Marines or whatever. They say, whatever you do, you don't go to InfoWars.com or listen to Alex Jones. Became the big joke. So we went from maybe a million people a week, we weren't that big then, to like overnight. I was like, why do I have this Army audience, this Marine Corps audience, and intelligence agencies listening? Suddenly I had all the feeds from the intelligence agencies giving me stuff. All because the intelligence agencies on top said, don't look at Alex Jones. So quite frankly, I was never that smart. I was everybody, you know, engineers and former NSA people and Dr. Steve Pachinik, you know, CFR and high-level CIA, you name it. Give me all the data. So it's not about me. It's about the platform. But that's what they're so scared of. Look at this headline. Bull market. Meaning bull crap. And, of course, the market after $3 trillion plus from Trump and exuberance over lower taxes. Real intel. People buying more, wanting to believe in it, wanting to certify it and, you know, say that they were backing it and hiring more people. That's what exuberance is about. It's what confidence is about. They come out and interview all these high-level stock market people, and they say in here, it's true, they read InfoWars, and they saw the clip from 2 weeks ago of Comey saying that he believed Trump hadn't done anything wrong and that Trump never tried to influence him, and no one else did. So then the Daily Beast spins it, and this is the blueprint. Now there's a bunch of other stories doing the exact same thing, that I said it was a new clip and that Comey had just come out and said Trump didn't do it. And so it was an attempt for me to manipulate the market and lie. No, that's not what I did, and they know it. They think you're stupid. 2 months before, in February, he met with Trump, wrote this memo saying he tried to influence him, didn't tell the Justice Department, which itself is obstruction of justice. Then they tried to then later say that he never told him this. I was saying that he had perjured himself and that either way he was lying. So how do they fix it? They spin it and say, Jones said it was a new clip. But being fake news, it wasn't. It was 2 weeks old. So Comey didn't say that Trump had come out and never asked him for favors, because he has said it now in the memo. But the memo was 2 months plus before that. So they think you're stupid. They think you don't see this. Well, if you're in the Darwin Awards and don't see this, you don't count. I'm sorry. People that do have time-space continuum understanding and a context know that 2 months before, he writes a memo saying Trump tried to obstruct justice. 2 months later, May 3rd, he says he didn't. We write a story because listeners pointed it out, our human intelligence, you the eyes and ears. Hey, Alex, was the email. Why haven't you covered this? Comey said he never tried to obstruct justice. I'm like, excuse me, I missed it. Thank you, listener. We put a big story out. We attack it. They ignore it until today, and now the talking point is it's fake. It's a fake video. 3 days ago, they said it was fake, that if he didn't give Comey this memo to the Justice Department, it was obstruction. But now Alberto Gonzalez has come out and said it's obstruction. So they are really getting painted into a corner. Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com joins us, but we are truly living in the twilight zone here.
Well, you know, I'm a little confused as to who did what to whom, but the reality is, Alex, you've earned your keep. You've done a brilliant job of keeping the alternative right on course. And this grew way, way before some of the pundits said. This really grew out of 9/11. And you were essential to this. And that's why I have to go back to that episode and the collusion that occurred. Because in a way, Trump has opened up the door once again to the 9/11 crowd. What you're seeing here is 9/11 people on both sides of the aisle. You have Comey. He was involved as a junior individual in the Justice Department. You certainly have Mueller, who was very much involved in 9/11, you know, the classical white Anglo-Saxon Protestant who could do no evil. I do congratulate him on serving in the Vietnam War, but I do not congratulate him as a director of the FBI because he tainted himself. He tainted the FBI, as did Comey and as did Free. So the FBI is a marked institution that really has very little value. We have the Secret Service. We have all kinds of other domestic entities. So one of the things that Trump did, unwittingly or wittingly, he was a Trojan horse. He opened up the door to every one of the people who worked with Bush Jr. And the tip of the arrow was Elliot Abrams, John Bolton. Then you get a whole bunch of people who worked for Ted Cruz, Kellyanne Conway, blah, blah, blah. And they all received money. The reality of this show, as I understand it, and as you have come forth without any explanations from the former extreme left, which has switched to the right, i.e. David Horowitz or the boys from Los Angeles, whom I know, you really were the speaker and the spearhead of what 9/11 is about. 9/11 has never been forgotten by your audience, and not, over 70% of the people now understand that everything that's being said by officials, including the President of the United States, with possible exception of Trump, is becoming a lie. And that's the problem that we're having in the system. New York Times, the Washington Post, they all have been co-opted through 9/11. They're co-opted now. What we're not talking about, and this is a pretty much of a deep state diversion, which is what the intelligence system wants you and our people to do, is not to talk about the wars that have been going on in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Africa. I have repeatedly stated that under no condition has Trump the right to send our troops into combat. He has neither the legal right, nor does he have the judicial or the popular right to send men into war for reasons that we don't agree with. And what I'm trying to say again to you, Alex, and to our people, as we're wasting trillions of dollars on generals who were involved in 9/11, Mattis went out there in Iraq and he did whatever he did, which isn't all that impressive to me, but he garnered his own reputation on the basis of that. These boys are not modest, these generals, because they like to self-inflate. Same thing with McMaster. He turned out to be a disappointment, but again, he inflated his own accomplishments. What has not been inflated is the reality that we're going to lose men and women to wars that don't belong to our national security.
That's my next question. What do you make of U.S. forces striking yesterday, 18 miles in a 35-mile exclusion, no-go, no-war zone, approaching a Shiite base, supposedly?
Let me tell you what I'm making of this. And I said it to you before, but I don't expect you to kind of absorb it right away, not because you can't. I've said it repeatedly. If the CIA created another war, which they are doing in Syria, and I've had the good fortune and misfortune to have been interrogated by Bashar Assad's own people and security, and I was kept intact, and for 18 days I traveled around the country to report back to my intelligence individuals that this was not a regime you want to play with. And the reason I said that...
It's sunk in. I'm not dumb. You're saying they're dug in.
But I'm saying something else. What I'm saying is there should be no American soldiers on the ground. And I will tell you why. Hezbollah, which has been already recognized as a quasi-legitimate entity, as was Hamas and as was PLO, they are in the real estate business. They are incredible businessmen in Lebanon. But you do not mess with young men, 8,000 of whom have been in combat day in and day out for 7 years because you're only 10 minutes away from their house in Lebanon. In other words, you've got to look at these Hezbollah fighters as we did patriots. I'm not saying they're great people. I'm saying these are young men who are willing to fight and kill to make sure that we don't get into their territory. And Syria comes close to Lebanon. On top of that, we have never...
No, I mean, as a patriot, you're saying we shouldn't be there backing a bunch of jihadis to take over a country that didn't attack us.
We shouldn't be backing anybody. This is a war created by our CIA, our military...
To overthrow Assad. So we shouldn't be there. But the argument is get rid of Assad. So why are you saying I wouldn't get that?
No, I didn't say you wouldn't get that. I said from day one, we shouldn't have been Saddam Hussein, throw him out. We shouldn't have been taking Noriega.
Oh, you were saying in general people wouldn't get it.
That's correct, and nobody's saying anything about it. I don't hear one word about the fact that we are spending trillions of dollars.
No, I agree. We got to come back from break. I'm asking you then, why do you think this convoy got blown up 18 miles from some Shiite base?
Because the convoy was just the target of opportunity. And what I'm saying is that the Shiites basically are going to defeat us. I'm going to say it repeatedly. You have the revolutionary...
No, I understand. So we just blew up a convoy going up against the Shiites, or is that intel wrong?
The intel isn't relevant anymore. What I'm trying to say is...
I get it. It's all just a big bunch
of... Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
SteveBuchanan.com is our guest for one more segment. Paul Watson put an article this morning that shows New Yorker magazine Atlantic Monthly, all the blue blood East Coast establishment people saying, we don't want impeachment. No, no, we want the whole election overturned, something new, and all the Republicans that were elected out. People say, oh, that's crazy, they'll never do it. I was told yesterday that Congressman Peter Schiff is going to come out and call for backing off impeachment now because they want the whole thing. They believe they have the media. They believe they have the foreign banks. They believe they have a lot of Republicans that don't want to be removed in this witch hunt because they're already blackmailed for having sex with their interns and worse. So the story is top Republicans' coup attempt against Trump being led by GOP insiders. I've had the headline out today. Democrats openly announcing they want to overturn election and have a new one. In their own intelligentsia publications, they're selling that idea. It's not just confidence building to get donations. They're doing it. They mean it. And if we're so passive and so weak, I think they'll push it. Steve Pachinik, what do you think about that? What do you think Trump needs to do to stop this?
Well, I think one of the things he has to do is what I said a long time ago. Number one, he has no reason to have the press in the White House. He can do whatever he wants.
You've been saying that for a year before he even got elected, and now he's saying maybe I should kick him out.
Well, you know, Trump had very good instincts from day one, and he had to rely on a lot of people whom he couldn't trust. Many of them were Republicans who came out of the Heritage Foundation. He never really reached in into our group, into the alternative media group. I mean, Breitbart was perhaps one of it, but Steve Bannon came in pretty late. And, you know,
and he's been isolated from the beginning.
Well, yes, but the reality is Trump has to wake up to realize that it was we, you, me, and a bunch of others who from very early on we were looking for a candidate, and we chose him. Now, if he opens up the door, and I said it's a Trojan horse, and he picks Republicans who are in the Bush Jr. administration, he's self-destructing.
And he's starting to do it.
Well, the one thing I was against, and quite frankly, I was going to say it earlier, but I didn't have the time, and it was nothing to do with you, is I was going to write that Trump should not have gone on a foreign affairs trip. There's no reason for him to go to Italy or Belgium or Israel or Saudi Arabia now. It does nothing for him. If anything, it leaves it behind. The king is left, and you've got four or five generals sitting at home just waiting to see what would happen. During that period of 9 to 14 days in any other era, there would have been a de facto military coup. Now, I'm not saying there is one. I'm just saying historically that's what happens. At the same time, as much as he thinks he's in control from afar, he's not. He's not even...
No, I got it. He thinks he's changing the subject, but they've already launched this thing before he left.
Way before he left, and it's not coming just from the liberals or the Democrats.
So that's what you're saying. I had that feeling a few days ago. They're heating this up before he leaves to pull something while he's gone.
You hit it, Alex. And one of the reasons why I wanted to come on the show now was to tell him, but it's a little late, not to go overseas. That is a very bad decision. It's a very poor strategic choice. The Saudis don't need $110 billion worth of Lockheed Martin. Right now, what we need is a consolidation of power in the White House. Get rid of all the Republicans who came in through the Ryan factor.
By the way, even Rupert Murdoch has flipped to Trump, I guess feeling sorry for him, and told him that Sunday. Everybody's telling him, fire everybody, don't leave, but he still did it.
Well, I agree with Rupert. I mean, I don't know Rupert Murdoch. I knew Roger Ailes, and I've tracked Rupert Murdoch, and I have respect for his business acumen. But if you want to be in control, you know, trust is good. But as Dzerzhinsky, the father of the KGB or the NKVD, said, control is better. And one thing Trump is not doing, he's not in control. And that's one of the reasons why he feels very anxious. He's got his son-in-law, who really doesn't offer anything and is acting as an intercessor.
Very weak.
Very weak. He's got a daughter who, you know, his lovely daughter, but very weak. You got Rince Priebus, very weak. You've got Spicer, very weak. Kellyanne Conway, very weak.
By the way, he's rejected all their Supreme Court people, all their new federal judges, their new FBI. Who should he appoint those positions, or is that putting the cart before the horse?
The Supreme Court and the FBI is secondary to the fact of, let's look at Nixon. Despite the fact that he had been ill and he was out of power and we had a soft coup, I have to commend Henry Kissinger
for having created a group of us to maintain the stability at a time when we didn't
have. I tell you what, let's talk about what happened back then when that coup took place and what you did. Because it's true, people criticize me for saying Trump's good having Kissinger there. Kissinger, behind the scenes, actually wants to make a deal with Russia, doesn't want war with China. As bad as he's been in the past, he's nothing compared to current globalists. At least he knows the players. Let's talk about that and the way out for Trump and America straight ahead.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere sets the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around, till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town.
And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul all, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks, Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's back. That's the way this country started.
All right, we're back live. No one can deny this country's in a crisis. No one can deny that special interests are arrogant and out of control. And I want to ask Dr. Steve Pachinik, here in closing, if we look at where Trump is, we look at the attacks, we look at where the whole world's going, hell, I'd ask you one question to stay over, and I forget what it was, but there's just so much to cover here. Well, what should people know about this historical time we're alive in?
Number one, Trump has to understand he has to get in control of the White House. Number one, he should fire everybody there. Number two, get rid of the newspaper. Number three, bring in Newt Gingrich, who understands how, I said Hollywood, but it's about the same. He understands the party. He understands what has to be done. He's effective. At the same time, bring in guys like myself and others we've chopped down agencies and we leave. We don't stay there. We don't get paid. We don't get honorariums. We're not part of the news. What I get called in for is to take down an institution, reorganize it, and it doesn't exist anymore. And that's what this country needs. If we don't do that, we're lost.
Look at the arrogance of these bureaucracies. The question I had to remember now was Kissinger. Kissinger's done all the bad stuff, big globalist. But yeah. He even knows we don't want war with China. Or Russia, he's been advising Trump. We'll say, oh my God, you're for Henry Kissinger now. No, I'm not for Henry Kissinger. But he's more of a realist than the current neocons that just want total war. So, well, I mean, what's the word on what Kissinger is advising Trump to do?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I worked for Henry Kissinger. I had my differences, but one thing you got to say about Henry, number one, he was in counterintelligence. Number two, he served our military, unlike the neocons. Number three, he knows the world extremely well. Number four, he was exceedingly popular at a time when we needed a man who could take over for the fact that Nixon was ill, and actually Kissinger's greatest contribution to our history is that during a time when we didn't have a president of the United States, he stood very tall and strong and made certain that the Chinese and the Russians couldn't take advantage of us. We don't have that opportunity right now. That's why I was glad to see Henry Kissinger counsel Trump, because despite all the other issues, and I was against it, I was against the war in Vietnam, but nevertheless I participated, he still was a brilliant strategic analyst, and he was very effective in implementing something for a brilliant president, who was Nixon. And despite what happened to Nixon, you cannot take away the achievements that he accrued, and thanks to Kissinger and his staff. He had one of the most brilliant staff I'd ever seen. Winston Lord in China, Chas Freeman, a whole bunch of guys who were never called back. And when you have somebody, you know, they're still out there, the Foreign Service officers who served us exceedingly well, they're retired, but there's no reason not to go back to them. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about Frank Wisner, who's ambassador to Egypt, and we called him in when we needed him. Obama didn't know how to use them. A man like Chas Freeman, who came under the Bush Jr. administration, and the Jews or Jinza got rid of him because they didn't feel he was pro-Israel. That's nonsense. We've had a lot of talented people who are considered.
Sure. Bottom line, and then I'm going to end this. We got our next guest here, Dr. Steve Shamba, but everything you're saying is obviously historically important. Why are the elites so against Trump? That endears me to him, but I see the economy buoying under Trump. I see major newspapers mad that we're trying to prop Trump up, saying it's Jones's fault the stock market didn't plunge. And I'm like, it's cartoon. I would write that to discredit myself. They're openly trying to crash the stock market?
No. What's happening is they're intimidated by you. They're intimidated by what we say. They can't get a control on any of this that's occurring. This did not occur through the mainstream media, i.e. the mainstream media is no longer in existence. It is neither mainstream nor is it media.
It's a ghost.
It's not only a ghost, it's a dead entity, and it's kind of cringing from the grave. Its billions of dollars went underneath. The Post, all the iconic papers have gone.
They're all propped up by drug dealers.
Yeah, well, in that case, it's slim. That's the case. But it's Bezos in one case. It's another issue in another. But
well, that's a CIA contract. What a scandal. The Washington Post is paid for with a taxpayer contract?
That's correct. But the CIA underwrites a lot of other stuff. We don't want to get into that. I don't want to get caught in the CIA Machiavellian. What I want to say basically is, Alex, you have to continue on. We have what we have, and we basically Trump has to listen. He's either in control or he's not. There will be no excuses. If he cannot garner control, namely get rid of everybody that he doesn't feel comfortable.
By the way, all the experts are telling him that. They're all saying get rid of everybody.
It doesn't take a psychiatrist to say, look, Trump, you came in on your instincts. You're going to come out on your instincts, or you're going to regret the fact that you didn't trust your instincts. But you shouldn't
come back with your shields or on it.
That's correct. He's going to lose it one way or the other. There are those of us who are willing to come in for nothing and just do what we have to do for the Republic and leave. Those are the ones who are loyal to him, not the ones who got the millions of dollars from the Mercers or the super PACs, all that nonsense.
Yeah, there's those of us that aren't sociopaths that actually care about the idea versus a sociopath. This is incredible. All right, stevepachinik.com. Thank you so much, Doc. Amazing.
You keep going and have the sense of humor that you've always had and keep attacking.
I will, brother. I will do it. I just want to have prosperous free market country and future for my kids and not a bunch of scum running things. We're going to play this clip and then go to our next guest. Paul Watson has a video out that went viral, like 10 million views total. Of just last week, a guy has a sign saying we should support free speech. And he's by 10 Downing Street. And Black Lives Matter and these Muslim groups, they all beat him up. I played that yesterday, and the police stand there while they get beat up. Well, I'm going to play this clip and then go to him. You've got Tommy Robinson ambushed for confronting Muslim counselor who did represent and support, reportedly, pedophiles. You've got these cases in the council houses, the government estates, the Section 8 housing, where the Muslims are just raping everybody and it's covered up. It happens here. It happens in Europe. It happens everywhere. So Tommy, prominent nationalist in England, used to be on the outside. Now people really respect him. Everything he said came true. He goes down there to try to go to the offices of this guy and talk. They attack him and beat their car up and knock their windows out. This is so incredible. And I watch the police while these Islamists and others beat up people outside 10 Downing Street. It's just they're like there to serve this. Imagine what it's like being there with the Muslims above the law. So here's the Tommy Robinson video.
I had to go up on the pavement.
Yeah, let's roll that video. Go ahead.
A couple of times when they tried to block me and prevent the road. So you'll see the video anyway. But the worrying thing is the link that the council has with the gangs, the street level gangs.
We was in Rochdale. We were in Rochdale to see Councillor Hussain. He's a Labour councillor. You've all watched a documentary for Free Girls, which shows the rape and prostitution of a generation of kids in Rochdale by Muslim gangs. Councillor Hussain went to court to defend and give a character reference for one of those men, who is now convicted in prison as part of a gang who raped 98 young English kids. He's still part of the Labour Party. We went there to ask him and to tell him he has to resign. Out of respect to the victims, he has to resign. He cannot be involved in British politics. When we got there to see Councillor Hussain, there were cars waiting. Straight away, they tried to block the road. There was four cars. They tried to block the road. Unfortunately, our camera wasn't even rolling because we hadn't even got out of the car. So they tried to block the road. I had to go up on the pavement to get away. Then you'll see, in the footage you'll see, that's where it starts. Where I pull up, a car pulls up next to me, and I ask them, why are you trying to block the road? Why are you trying to block us in? Why are you all jumping out of cars? At that point, you'll see our car window was smashed. I then drove on. You'll see another young Muslim try and punch through the window. Are they? And then we've been proceeding in a bit of a car chase with some cars full of Muslims. That's pretty much it. And then there was a little bit of ramming on the road as well. So this doesn't change anything. Councillor Hussain, if you think that you can get your street gangs, and this is the worrying thing for me, is that you have street-level gangs who are drug dealers and who are pimping and prostituting young English girls, and then you have Labour representatives going to court. The ex-mayor, who is a Muslim, went to court to defend these gangs. And when we go up to question them as journalists, who comes out to attack us? All the gangs, all the street-level gangs. So that cooperation between the political leaders in the Islamic community and the gangs is a big worry, and it should be a big worry for everyone. But it doesn't change much, because Councillor Hussain, I'm going to find you. You're going to end up on Rebel TV. Everyone's going to see your face. Everyone's going to see who you are, and you're going to have to answer the questions I ask you. Asking you why you defended paedophiles, why you defended these men. And the easiest solution for you, the easiest thing for you to do, Councillor Hussain, would be to resign. Because if you don't resign, we're not going to let up. And anyone who wants to see this, firehussain.com is a website. You can sign a petition. Get behind this, support it. If you want to help those young girls and help make sure it never happens again, the Labour Party have to show they're serious about this. You have a general election coming up, and you have a councillor who defended Muslim men who destroyed 48 young children's lives, probably more, in the town of Rochdale. Your councillor went to court and defended them. He has to resign. It's too dirty to be involved in British politics.
Now, Tommy Robinson has a lot of courage to go out there and put up with that and to deal with that. We're lining him up right now. His Skype was just breaking up. We have these open Western societies that are about inclusiveness. That's where we want to live. They use our strength against us and say, oh, you're not open. You should put up with this. And it's truly nightmaric to see this. So as soon as we get Tommy on, we'll talk to him about this. But I want to play a couple clips here. We have Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister on Syria convoy strike. We're going to cover that. We've got Mr. Robinson right now. Tommy Robinson joins us via Skype to talk about being attacked, going to the member of Parliament's house who's been connected to all of this. Wow, this is crazy. You got a lot of courage, my friend. Tommy, you got a lot of courage. Tell us what happened.
Oh, hi, Alex. So there's been a documentary on this week about the city of Rochdale. Now, in Rochdale, you had 48 young English girls that were identified, and masses of Muslim men that were basically taking them off their families. The social services did nothing. The police did nothing.
Kidnapped. So the cover-up's imploding of the giant kidnapping sex ring.
Massive. At an unbelievable level. Now, when these men got to court, so when the girls went to the police, first of all, in 2009, they were not believed. They were trying to hide it, so they didn't prosecute the men. So then finally they go again in 2012 with the support of other people, and they get the charges against these men. These men are then taken to court. Now, the local Labour councillor and the ex-Muslim mayor, both Muslims, when these young girls were in court, their local political representatives went to court not to support them or help the girls. They went to court to say what great men the Muslims were. This one Labour councillor, so he was the man who got this taxi driver his licence from the council. He went as a reference to get him his licence. Once the Muslim man got his taxi licence, he then used that taxi to ferry and traffic all these young white English girls around the country to other gangs of Muslim men to rape them. Now, this is these men are now in jail, but the Labour councillor went to court to say what a great man he was, what a lovely bloke he was, how he's known him for all these years. Now, he hasn't had to resign. He hasn't quit. He's still in power. In fact, he's been given a promotion.
Wow.
And this is now our political system.
But they've got a problem. They've gone from calling you a racist and all this made-up stuff 10 years ago to this is now a big fact as the Muslims are going crazy. And I'm sad for the Muslims living under their own oppressive system. But, I mean, you know, we're against it, obviously. Like, we're against the Nazis or whatever. So what's the point it's reached now, now that you have credibility, now it's a big debate? What are they doing?
I'm in court on Monday again, Alex. I'm in court on Monday about what I was doing is what they've started to do with these mass Muslim rapes. Our mainstream media now don't report them. If there's a massive court case, for example, there's one last week with 29 Muslim men and 118 young white English girls. Yeah? Now, what I started to do then with Rebel is I'll go to each one of the court cases, I'll confront the paedophiles, I'll get images of them, and then I'll tell everyone back home and around the world, this is what's happening today in this court. Now, I've been to 3 court cases and done that. I now face, I'm in court on Monday, and I'm gagged, essentially, that I'm not allowed to talk about it yet. Unfortunately, I don't expect to be here Tuesday. I expect, and so...
And by the way, you've been in jail before for this.
I've been in jail before. So this essentially now is, I don't know, I don't want to say anything again. I can't really...
No,
I
understand. Why is the British political system defending the most dirty Islamic sex slavers ever? Why? Because we know they supported Savelle and pedophilia. What is this? Is it like a fetish to cuckold young British girls?
They're defending them and hiding them. And
let me ask you this. We're not calling for violence, but what if these Islamicists don't? Doesn't the government get it? They keep pushing. These Islamicists are going to be met in the street, and the bullies are going to actually meet, you know, piece of metal upside the head?
I keep asking myself, when will the point come that English men stand up to this? And again, this is a problem about what we need to do is make sure that everyone knows what's happening, which is what I see our role as.
No, I agree. Yeah. Ringing the alarm is the most important mission.
Yeah. There's another city, there's another town, which you'll see something from us coming up on this soon. There's another town called Blackpool in the north of England. Now, the police identified one Muslim takeaway that was actually grooming, 70 young children were groomed through this takeaway. Two young girls have never been found from this, yeah, never been found.
Never found?
One of the girls...
We're talking about girls never found. I mean, wow.
One of the girls, in tape recordings, the Muslim men admitted that they chopped her up into the kebab mincing machine. Yeah? They've never been to jail. They're still running that same tape.
Say that again. They admitted they chopped her up?
They chopped her up and fed her. They chopped her up and put her into the kebab mincing machine. And then when the girl's mum, when the girl's mum went into the kebab shop, because that's where her daughter used to hang around near these shops. So when she went in to ask where her daughter was, they gave her mum and dad free kebabs. Probably.
So they chop her up. She's a kaffir. She's a Christian. She's an animal. They chop her up and feed her to their parents. Muslims fed their dead daughter to her at kebab shop.
You can look this up. The young girl, I've met her mum and dad. The young girl's name was Charlene Downs. Now, when the Muslims were taken to court, but they got off on a technicality, and they were awarded £250,000 compensation.
So when they're taken to court, the court rules for them.
And then the point is, the police in this undercover, in this document that came out, the police had identified 70 girls just to that one shop had been groomed. They identified up to another 100 Muslim businesses in that town.
Why doesn't England create a new business where, like, you feed British girls into kebab machines? Could we do that?
Well, we already are. And I wonder how many other places it's happening. And that's what this latest court case, what I'm going to be in court for on Monday. I probably can't even talk too much about it, but I'll be able to talk about it after Monday, hopefully. But this is going across our country. And Muslim businesses are used as honeypots. So we know this.
Well, maybe a new multiculturalism to prove you're not a racist. Maybe you should have a daughter and feed her into a kebab machine. I'm not going to be sick, but maybe that's the new symbol of not being a bad person, is you take your child, slit their throat, and then throw them into a meat grinder. How's that sound?
And even these men, when they are arrested, so this case coming up in Leeds, 29 men, they're all on bail. They're not in prison. They're all walking around the streets. In fact, Many of them are still working in the same takeaways that they're using to groom the young girls. So I feel that the British public are being let down. Even when they're arresting these people, they're still not guaranteeing safety.
Here's my question. What in the hell are British families doing? I get they're at school, they're off buses, I see it in the news. It's all confirmed. Letting their kids get around the Islamicist slavers.
Yeah, that most of these girls that they target, what they do is they choose the victims. They choose, so, and it starts, so say you've got 11, 12-year-old young white English girl, then she'll be befriended by 11 and 12-year-old young Muslim boys. Then boys will then notify the elder boys, yeah, of which girls are good targets, as in which
sure,
girls...
Sure, just like folks in a white van use kids to get other kids to get in the car with the candy or the puppy. It's a standard deal.
Yep, standard deal. But they find out which girls don't have a father, which girls come from a broken home, which girls have difficulties in their life. All of these things are found out. So when they go for the girl and the victim, a lot of the time, they're girls with problems. They're girls with parental problems. They're girls with home problems. And they're girls that are already...
Sure, just like Sandusky and the troubled kids at Penn State. And by the way, this is in the news. You talked about it 5-6 years ago. Hundreds of rape kids, major council crises. This is in the news for new viewers. This is confirmed now.
Every single bit of this is confirmed. The only problem we have is they're still. We keep going to Rotherham where we can hear 1,400 girls. Rotherham is nothing compared to the other towns and cities. We only have those figures because we had a charity who kept records from all the girls.
Sure, so you have trendy liberal parents that go, here's my 10-year-old daughter with a bunch of Muslim men. Let her get on the bus with them. It's liberal to have grown men take my daughter. It's trendy. After all, they're not British. They must be good. Give my daughter to them.
Well, most of the time, the people who are liberal don't live where this is. That's the reality.
Exactly. The reality they're the elites. The most. Exactly.
Yeah. The people saying that all these liberal views and how great Islam is, they live out in the countryside. Their children won't come into contact with these mental groups. It's ours. And then the most horrifying thing, for example, I watched on the news as the Rotherham case unfolded. And I saw a young girl who I knew standing outside the police station on the report from the news reporter. And what he turned around, he said, now you've got all the far right turning up. Now, I looked there, and I know that girl. Yeah? I've sat down with her. She's been gang raped time and time again as a child. Yeah?
That's a real person.
I know her story. So here she is gang raped, and now here's some elitist media calling her far right. Because she dares to come out and speak about what's happened to her. So they're a victim once, a victim twice, they'll be a victim again. It disgusts me.
Well, the good news is, thanks to you and others, this is starting to come out. Clearly, I don't think, at least we're like rising against this. Where is it going in Europe? Where is it going in England as the world awakens to this?
I don't know what's going to be that bang, but there will be a bang. And I don't think we're in control of knowing what it will be or when it will be. But at some point, people are going to rise up. They have to. It's the only inevitable outcome.
No, I agree. Let me go to break, come back and do 5 more minutes with you. Can you do it?
Yeah, of course, can you?
Because they're telling me, I didn't even plug stuff last hour or this hour, because I get so caught up. It's true. I get so caught up in this. I got 3 daughters that it makes me, I'm not a violent person. It really gets me where I'm very upset. Please financially support us so we can expose all this. We got a lot of great products. We go out and find the big national maker of organic shampoo and sunscreen and bug spray, and we just get it discounted 20% off store prices, 25% off when you sign up for auto ship. We fund ourselves because of you. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And I'm not saying I'm a great guy. I actually feel dirty that other people won't do this fight. I can't believe there's not other people fighting back. But we're here. We need your financial support. We got the new Z-Shield. Takes out the heavy metals and toxins from your body. That's there. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. All right, it's all there. We have I voted for Donald Trump, not Ivanka shirt. That's there, too. Whatever you do, we got thousands of great items. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us today because we're the tip of the spear. I want to thank you all for your support. But if you're not supporting us, then you're aiding the enemy. We'll be back with the fourth hour to finish up with Tommy Robinson. And then we've got who's coming in the rest of the fourth hour? Roger Stone. Stay with us.